Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Power 93.5, the Power Morning Playhouse, the Hitman and Christina, and Wichita Police Chief Gordon Ramsey on with us this morning.
Yay!
Good morning, Chief Ramsey. How are you, sir?
Pretty good. Pretty good for a Wednesday.
Yeah, thank you for coming in and being on with us. I know scheduling, it was tricky. And you know what I really respect is the fact that you scheduled this directly with me. You didn't have me go back and forth with the secretary. You and I were trading emails, and it was kind of cool. I was like, okay. He answers his own emails and he gets back to people. I like that. I like that. So, Chief, tell us, since the last time we met, a lot of things have happened. We had the cookout, the First Steps cookout that was huge. It was trending on Twitter. Over 700 different stories nationwide about the First Steps cookout. And you got some national attention, of which you really weren't seeking. It just kind of happened.
Well, yeah. You know what? I like to kind of lay below the radar. It was a little bit overwhelming, actually. Right. Quite an honor. But, you know, the cookout's one thing, but we really need to make some sustained changes and start making some improvements.
Right.
And I think there's a lot of people that were happy with that, but they want to see results. They want to see action.
Exactly. Exactly. In fact, I have talked to friends all over the country. We all know about the tragic events that happened in Milwaukee. And I was just talking to some people from Milwaukee yesterday who called me up and asked me about the First Steps cookout because they're wanting to know if they could do something like that in their community to bring people together. And I know that you got an unexpected invitation to the White House from the president, and you and I kind of texted each other back and forth. And like you said, that really wasn't something you were seeking because you said it, you wanted to keep the focus on the message and what was really important.
And not only that, there was a lot of people involved in this.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of community leaders and others that helped make this happen. Really, they should have the invite too. So, but the problem was, I had committed to my brother-in-law's wedding. I was a justice of the peace, and I told them that I would do it over a year ago. So I wanted to stay in good terms with my family.
It's kind of important, generally.
Yeah. Yeah. It was 24 hours before I was supposed to do his wedding, and they had invited a couple hundred people, and you know, I guarantee you, they wouldn't have been happy with me, and it would have left them in a lurch. So.
Yeah. Kind of bring us up to speed. I saw Dwan Wash last week, and I know A.J. Bohannon and Brandon Johnson and a few others I've talked to since we last met. Behind the scenes, is there anything you can share with us, or is it still in a development stage?
Oh, no, there's a lot we've been doing. You know, we want to really be leaders and help us lead out of where we are with police community relations.
Yeah.
And, you know, our department is committed. We've got tremendous officers that also want to see us improve our relationships and do what we can. But it does take two. So we've got some community leaders that want to also work with us and make these changes. But a couple of them are more involvement in the complaint process. So putting together a civilian review board that can that can look at the complaints and go back to the community and share with them what they're seeing. I'm tell you what, I'm proud of the investigations that are done on complaints. They're very thorough. But the problem is that state law prohibits us personnel data from sharing. Mm. So it leaves a lot of unanswered questions out there.
Right.
And, you know, one of the things that this board will do now, they'll have to obey by the CORA rules on data release, but they can share with the community what they see.
Right.
And that, I think when you have people with legitimacy that aren't associated with the police department, they can go out and say those things, I think it will be beneficial.
Yeah, and it's amazing some of the things that people say when they are not informed.
Correct.
And some of it is so involved and really requires lengthy explanations at times that even if you did try to explain, it might not really be that simple to understand.
Yeah, the explosion of social media and us trying to get facts out, and you know, oftentimes rumors start spinning out of control these days.
And
that is the challenge moving forward. How do we get people just to hold on, let us work through these things, figure out facts, and go from there. But the emotions and whatnot with many issues right now are spinning out of control, and that, I think that's what happened in other parts of the country, Milwaukee, and you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
2016.
What about the God Squad? I know you got the clergy on board helping you out with stuff. How's that going?
That's great. You know what? We've got a number of church leaders that have come together with us that we're really trying to work together when issues do come up. And bring in that element of community leadership, again, outside of the police department to help people work through their emotions and feelings and have a discussion, but also keep things under control so they don't get, people aren't getting, helping them with their emotions, but also ensuring that things don't get too out of control.
Sure. You know, what I'd like to see is just an ongoing engagement, and it's not always meeting when there's a problem.
Exactly. That's the key.
Yeah.
You can't wait till there's a problem. You need to build up the relationships.
Yeah, it's so cool. You want to take some phone calls from the listeners this morning?
Absolutely.
869-1093, 869-1093. If you would like to talk to Wichita Police Chief Gordon Ramsey, you have a question for Chief Ramsey this morning, perhaps something that I did not ask, we'd love to hear from you this morning at Power 93.5. I'm sure the chief would love to talk to you as well. 869-1093, your calls with Police Chief Gordon Ramsey right now on Power 93.5. Power 93.5, the Power Morning Playhouse, the Hitman and Christina, and Wichita Police Chief Gordon Ramsey. It's going good so far. I see you've had a little bit of change with some of your administrative staff, Hassan Ramza. Good dude. I hate to see him leave, but I think it was good for him and his family.
Yeah, you know, He's an academic. He was very excited to go to a university.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, it's just too bad he chose University of Nebraska. Someone told me, they said, Hassan, you know, N on the helmet stands for knowledge.
Guys, really beat him up on that one, didn't you?
He's a tremendous guy, and he was very good to me, and I'm sad to see him go.
And he's also my fraternity brother, and I know there's a lot of people in Wichita that are sad to see him go, too, because he's so involved in the community. You ready to take a phone call?
You bet.
All right, 869-1093, your calls for Chief Ramsey right now on Power 93.5. Who's on the phone?
Good morning, this is Otis.
Otis, you're on with Police Chief Ramsey. What's your question this morning?
Hey, it's not really a question, Chief Ramsey. I just want to say, man, I've been following you since you left Duluth. And, hey, man, I'm just saying, man, you are the kind of chief man that everybody needs. And I'm being so sincere and so from the heart. And then that cookout thing, man, how you turned it from, everybody wanted to go out and protest, but you turned it into, something more positive. And, man, from my heart, man, and from the people and the community, man, it's really for the police, man, because all lives matter. Police, black, white, Mexican, everybody.
Yeah.
And, man, I just want to say, man, thank you for bringing this man and letting this chief get on and really represent, man, both sides and stuff like that. And Chief Ramsey, man, God bless you, and I'm praying for you all, man.
Hey, Otis, thanks a lot.
Wow.
That's amazing.
That's
awesome.
Thank you very much.
All right. Yeah. All right, thank y'all very much. Have a good day.
Hey, that's what makes it worth it.
Yeah, right? Yeah. And people seeing you work hard and do your thing. And speaking of the cookouts, you guys talked about doing some more of those around the community.
Right, we did. We had two last weekend, Cops, Kids, and Cars events. Really, part of it also is getting with the youth and letting them see the other side to police. Oftentimes, right. Kids, all they see is people getting arrested. One of the things that I see frequently is you'll be walking in a public space and a parent will say, hey, there's a police officer. Now you've been talking to their child. You better behave or he's going to take you away.
Right.
And that does not help at all.
Right, right. And the thing of it is you don't want people to be afraid of police officers.
Yeah. It's funny. My dad, when he growing up, I always frequently remember him when he would see a police officer, he would not just tap the brakes, he would hit the brakes hard. I think he was a lead foot. And we'd go flying. And I remember when you saw your dad kind of like, oh, there's the police. So I got that. And I still, when I see a police car, I still often will hit my brakes and, my heart skips a beat.
Yeah.
And, growing up, I always remember him telling me, you be respectful. I've got a couple of police friends. You be respectful of those guys. If you ever get pulled over, don't mouth them off. Do what they tell you.
Yeah.
And I always remember that. But his fear when he would see them driving down the road, when he slam on those brakes,
yeah,
that impacted me.
Yeah, and you see it a lot even now when people are going down the road, especially on Kellogg. More calls for Chief Ramsey this morning, 869-1093. It's Power 93.5. Power 93.5, the Power Morning Playhouse, the Hitman and Christina, and Wichita Police Chief Gordon Ramsey this morning.
I think you two are the only ones that would clap.
Oh, snap.
Come on.
Hey, actually, we have a couple of listeners on Twitter that are, I'm pretty sure they're clapping for you as well.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
exactly.
We got a couple that have already shouted you out.
I'll take it.
I'm just saying.
Nice. Chief, I got to ask you this, and I was like a little nervous to ask the question, but you know, you have the same name as the famous chef. Mm. How many people like they make jokes about that?
All the time.
No.
Yeah, when I hand over my credit card or I'm at a hotel or ordering something online, you hear the snicker. And you know exactly what they're thinking. And I say is, be nice to me or I can talk just like him.
Yeah, you don't want that. You definitely don't want that. Chief, sobriety checkpoints that are coming up this weekend, I saw in the newspaper. How do you plan those? Do you just randomly plan those? Is there a strategy behind that? I know you guys aren't revealing the locations, but people should have a heads up. It's going to happen this weekend, right?
Yeah, generally, it's grant funded to prevent DWI-related accidents and deaths and injuries. And oftentimes they are focused around the problem areas where we have the most crashes, especially related to alcohol.
Yeah.
So there is thought put into that. And, we want to bring the number of injuries related to DWIs down.
Sure.
Keep people safe. We had just a terrible fatality day before yesterday. Mm. A person crossed the center line, probably either... looking at the phone or intoxicated. And the family is, obviously very upset. I mean, what a way to lose a family member. How senseless.
Yeah.
Right? Driving down the road innocently, not doing anything wrong. Someone crosses the center line. And we have too many of those.
Yeah. I saw you in the news last week. You were speaking with domestic violence. That's another one that's been happening far too often, and it's just really sad. And it was cool to see you working with the, I think, the Domestic Violence Shelter, one of the groups or organizations in town.
Yeah. We've had 4 domestic-related homicides in the last 6 weeks.
Mm.
And, we want to do everything we can to keep women safe. And out of those relationships where they're hurt, also their children. And it's a problem we got to get as a community, get our arms around.
Right.
And that involves working with the service providers, the advocacy groups, the courts, and keeping people safe from abusers.
Right. And if you see something that's not cool, speak up.
Right. That's how we, you know what? Fortunately, a lot of people do call us, and we want to encourage people to call us. If they see something that doesn't seem right, we'd rather have you call us and turn out to be nothing than have someone get hurt. You know, there was a case I was involved in a number of years ago where a young lady was strangled at the side of the road. Mm-hmm. When we figure about 5,000 cars had gone by in the time that this was done, we got one 911 call.
Oh my God.
That's unbelievable.
Yes. And then he dragged her into the woods, and... it's just shocking. But I think a lot of people don't believe that that's happening. You know, they chalk it up to something else. But,
right.
Always call us if you're concerned about someone's welfare. Error on the side. If you question whether I should call or not, we want you to call.
Yeah, absolutely. You ready for another phone call this morning? 869-1093. It's our final call for Chief Ramsey this morning. It's Power 93.5. Go ahead. What's your question for Chief Ramsey?
I have a question about baby Vincent. What are you guys doing to... continue to look for him? Have you guys stopped looking for him, or are you guys continuing to look for him?
Absolutely, we are. This is a very, very difficult case. And, unfortunately, it's going to take time and continued effort. And, you know, the sad thing is here is that, the family is, it's a tough, tough case. And we are trying to do everything we can. And, my heart goes out to the family. And, I tell you, I wish we could figure this out. But I assure you and the community that this case is being taken very seriously, and we are doing everything we can to figure it out.
Okay, thank you.
You bet.
You're welcome. If you guys remember, it was July, I want to say, of 2015. Baby Vincent, last seen that morning, leaving a house near 31st Street South in Hydraulic with his father, and nobody's seen him since.
Yeah, yep. You know, I mean, we do have some evidence and some theories, but, you know, we don't have that thing entirely wrapped up.
Yeah. Well, I know you guys are working on it, so good luck with that, and hopefully you guys are doing the best you can do, and I hope it works out the way you would like to see it work out.
Yeah, it's, you know, particularly sad with kids, too.
Yeah. A baby.
Innocent.
No
less. Yep, innocent kids.
869-1093. Chief Ramsey is on right now on Power 93.5.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.